Psalm number 27 is our psalm of praise this evening, Psalm 27, and we shall sing verses 1 to 4, that is the opening five stanzas, Psalm 27. Let us read, first of all, in two places in the New Testament, in Romans chapter 12, and the opening verses, and then in Hebrews chapter 12, and again the opening verses. Romans chapter 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me to every a man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, and so on. And then in Hebrews chapter 12, and we can pick up the reading at the end of chapter 11, at verse 37. They were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and in mountains, and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they, without us, should not be made perfect. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience, endurance, the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. And so on. Let us pray together. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we are reminded in the Scriptures that all these things that were written beforehand are written for our learning, that we, through consolation and encouragement through the Scriptures, might have hope. And we pray that as we read the Scriptures, wherever we read the Scriptures, we would see there the words of God intended to make us wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And that we would recognize that all the Scripture, even those parts which are less clearly understood and perhaps are not so to the point of our most holy faith, yet they have a part to play in the overall picture and message of grace. And nothing is wasted, and everything is given by God's direct instruction and intervention. And so as we sing and read again from the Scriptures this evening, help us to listen to God speaking. Because we know from these very Scriptures that God is listening as we speak to him. And he is eagerly bending down his ear to hear the cries of his people. He sees our affliction. He knows our sorrows. And he has indeed come down to deliver us, as he did so long ago. So he has done constantly down through the ages and in the gospel. He has come down in such a manner as never before, and never will need to do again. And so we pray that we would rejoice tonight, Heavenly Father, in the message of grace, this wonderful word, grace, the gift of God, the graciousness of God, the kindness of God, the power of God, that is at work bringing a new life into our hearts and a new understanding, indeed a new song into our lips and giving a new step to our footsteps, as it were, leading us in a new direction and lifting us up, as it were, on eagle's wings, all of grace, all of God, and always pointing the one way to glory. And so as we gather here this evening, we pray once again for that grace to help us in this, our time of need. And of course, always we pray for mercy, because we recognize our sins are so great. They are so many, they are more than can be numbered. And yet the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses away all sin. This is the gospel. This is the life of grace. This is where grace begins and where glory begins. And in the glory to come, we will look back with praise and adoration, with deep appreciation, O God, that there came that day when we began to know the Lord. And so we pray for the church. We remember this congregation. And we think of these days of decline in which we are experiencing, and which is evidenced again this evening. And we pray that we would search our hearts. If there is sin in the camp, we would find it out and repent of it. And if there is long-standing something that is a grievance, an embedded attitude perhaps, then we pray that we would know what it is, that we would look unto Christ, and that he would expose us, and he would teach us, and he would give us a new life and a new beginning, as he did for so many in the Gospels, a new start, and how the lame began to walk with joy, leaping and jumping for joy, and how the blind received their sight, and they too entered into a new life of joy, and the deaf and the dumb restored to normality, as it were, restored to health and strength. And the man possessed with the demons in the land of the Gadarenes, and how he was delivered and in his right mind and in properly clothed, and his desire was to follow after Jesus and to testify to him. We pray, Heavenly Father, that in all these recordings of grace in the Gospels, we would see pictures of mercy, pictures of salvation, and pictures of the responsiveness of those who receive such blessing at the hands and indeed at the lips of Jesus. Help us, we pray now, to worship and to come with a true humility, recognizing that God is great, that God is above us, that we are not only children from the earth, but children also born in sin. And if perchance we have become wise and become believers, we attribute it all to grace and to God. This is the doing of the Lord, and it is wonderful in our eyes. May it so be for us each one, and for anyone who hears the gospel tonight throughout this great city of Sydney and throughout the breadth of this land, this spiritually poverty land, this land which has so much potential, this land which has squandered so much of the good graces of God, this land which tonight is embroiled in political hatreds which seem to be getting worse by the minute, and this land which is so blessed in the good things of life and never bowing to give thanks unto the giver. So we pray for this land of Australia. We pray for the world in which we live. We remember the terrible calamities of wars and rumors of wars. We think of the war in Ukraine, and we forget, O God, that there are other wars taking place. But these are taken to our attention because of the nature and because of the nations involved. But we know that there are bombs dropping in other places. Heavenly Father, we pray for the Christian church in these troubled times and places. We pray for the church in Russia. We pray for the church in China. We pray for the church in Afghanistan. We pray for the churches in the Middle East. We pray for the churches in troubled spots in Africa and South America. We pray, Heavenly Father, that God's people would be indeed kept, that they would be delivered from despair, discouragement, that they would be delivered from the abounding deceitfulness of so many prophecies today, and that they would be kept on a steady course, knowing that God's day is assured, and that all things ultimately are leading to that one great event of the coming of Christ for his people. We pray so many things. We have so many things to pray about, and we cannot mention them all. But Lord, you know our hearts. We remember our families. We remember our loved ones. We remember our enemies, and we pray for them all. In Jesus' name and for God's glory, we pray always for God's glory and always in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we're going to read in Matthew's Gospel in chapter 7, the final teaching in the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 7, and reading from the beginning. Judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged, and with what measure you give, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote, little speck of dust, that is in thy brother's eye, but consider not the beam that is in thine own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thine eye, and behold, a beam is in thine own eye, thou hypocrite? First cast out the beam out of thine own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the speck of dust out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, who is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him? Therefore all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Not every one that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have cast out demons, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, who built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. And I want to read the closing verses in chapter 5. In Matthew chapter 5, at the end of the chapter, verse 43, you have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you. Pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you? What do you more than anybody else? Do not even the publicans the same? And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans do so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, who is in heaven, is perfect. And so on. Well, we remind you of these intimations that are very few. We remind you of the Wednesday meeting, 7 o'clock on Wednesday. Next Lord's Day, 10:30 a.m. And any visitors with us? Yes. Well, we always love to see visitors and we welcome you. And we will now receive the offering. We continue then to sing to pray a praise to God in Psalm 27 from verse 5 to 10. We sing these verses.
Thank you.